Mayor Jeff Makubu recently announced the commencement of the public participation process to have William Nicol Drive renamed after the late Winnie Madikizela-Mandela.
This is the city of Johannesburg to come and pay our respects and officially launch the start of the public participation process to rename William Nicol after a motion of council was passed a year and a half ago or so, in order to honor Winnie Mandela and ensure that with time William Nicol will be renamed after her. The names will be finalized with the family as soon as the necessary processes are concluded.
Providing rationale around the importance of the renaming processes is Dr. Stephen Sparks, Senior Lecturer at the Department of Historical Studies at the University of Johannesburg.
Clearly, name changes are symbolically important and symbolics matter. If the majority of streets, for example, are named after white political figures, that is conspicuous in a majority black country. There's a sense of historical wound among many black South Africans because of our racially divided past, of raw scars, which is understandable and important and must be reckoned with. If you're upset about a street or city being renamed because on some level you feel threatened by it, you probably need to do some introspection. There are a lot of white South Africans who need to be more self-aware about the ways that they've undoubtedly gotten a leg up because of our history.
He further speaks to whether renaming processes are sufficient for transformation in South Africa.
I don't know how many people know who William Nicol was at all. Some may even think he was an English-speaking white South African, but in fact he was an Afrikaner nationalist, head of the Broederbond for a while, a dominie in the Dutch Reformed Church, and a big advocate of Afrikaans as a language. In the 1920s, he delivered the first ever Afrikaans language sermon to be broadcast on South African radio. He had a radio show on which he would frequently berate Afrikaners for not finding time to conduct Heeskotsdienst or family prayers every day. He was certainly a racial segregationist, and he was even opposed to the marriage of Afrikaners and English-speaking whites. The question is renaming an effective method for bringing about positive changes in post-apartheid South Africa? It's worth remembering that, like the ANC, pre-democracy ruling elites also thought symbolism mattered and that their heroes should be celebrated. Typically, naming a street after politicians happens because it's politically useful, or because the children of that politician organized to make it happen, or it appeals to the sense of personal vanity of ruling politicians. This was the case with William Nicol, who was head of the Transvaal provincial government at the time that the new arterial road was constructed through Bryanston.
As a means to offer solutions, he said the following.
Many streets in American cities are numbered, which is rather more practical. It can make navigating big cities a lot easier for drivers and pedestrians. It also means that street signs are less likely to become the grounds for battles between rival nationalisms. Governing and especially nationalist elites always want to put their stamp on society, and street signs, like monuments, are a way to legitimate and assert their rule. But they're also too easy. It doesn't feel like changing some signs is the most pressing need we currently face in South Africa. Our unemployment crisis grows ever more terrifying, especially in light of COVID. And we're trying to keep the lights on and service massive public debt. And it's so easy to change names and take down statues. But in fact, it is much harder to govern effectively, to govern responsibly, without stealing public monies, to build the economy, create jobs, to fix the education system and public hospitals, to make our streets and our neighborhoods safer for women. Changing signs doesn't achieve an awful lot, whatever the symbolic gains. We need to demand more of our politicians, of all of our politicians, in helping to make more profound progress.
For Multimedia Live, I'm Amina Dicker-Asmah.